BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is the Scott Mills Daily, the day after our commentary of the Euro Final 2016 from Paris. While we were there, we chatted to football commentator legend Guy Mowbray. You'll hear that on the podcast. Bangers is back. Chris is having French food withdrawal, and Greg's on Real or No Real. Did Beyonce really order a load of meat before a recent gig?
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
All right, Chris.
All right, Scott.
I bet you can't believe what's happened in the last few days.
It's hard to kind of grasp everything that we've done over the last few days. Do you agree? It's just been a lot of... just so many weird experiences, so many amazing experiences, especially as a football fan as well.
What we were doing was obviously the alternative commentary on the red button, but also we had cameras with us the whole time. And we're doing like our road to Paris. It's like a short 10-minute documentary. Won't take up too much of your time, but I think you'll really enjoy it. And it's going to be up soon on BBC iPlayer. We'll tell you when. And on it, we have got... Well, this was the big one yesterday. We got told that we could have some time with David Guetta, legend, and the man who made the official Euro song this year with Zara Larsson. In fact, performed it yesterday with that beautiful orchestra.
We had such a good chat with him.
Yeah,
and he was in really good form as well, considering he must have been one of the busiest people yesterday because he had some time for us, and then he was going straight off to rehearse for
3 hours of rehearsals
ceremony.
And
yeah, it was just amazing. And then also meeting some sporting legends. Like, we ended up spending quite a lot of time with Alan Shearer.
Yes,
we had a decent chat with Guy Mowbray, who then started bizarrely supporting this alternative commentary that we were doing.
It's a football fan's dream, let's be honest.
It's been amazing. And then we got back from Paris this morning.
I know. It seems like 5 minutes ago we were having a Grand Café au lait in Paris, and then here we are back at Radio 1. It's good to be back, though.
Yes.
It's so weird, you know, where we were staying, you being in a room directly below me.
Yes. Okay, we're discussing this then. I could hear everything. That's the same with you.
I mean, wafer thin ceilings and walls, yes. I would say.
And you were having, well, by the sounds of it, trouble on one of the evenings.
It was just...
You know, I'm right, aren't I? Because I could hear.
Right, okay. All right, we'll discuss this later, but yeah, incredible. I didn't think you'd be able to hear from that far down.
Scott Mills Daily.
It was really weird being in a really small room with you for 3 hours.
And, likewise.
Where you're not allowed to leave. Very strange. Danny and Darby's been on saying, I was listening to the commentary last night on the red button. Were those soft drinks you had during extra time still in date? Because they had a particular effect on you, especially Scott. Oh, yeah, this.
I was going to open this. Hang on. Soft drink there, of course.
And I'd like a soft drink as well, please, Scott, if that's possible.
We haven't got any left.
That's quite selfish of me, actually. I didn't realise there was only the one there.
You sorted yourself out, but luckily I think someone brought a couple of soft drinks in for us.
Some of my soft drink, I think, has been spilled over the commentary box by accident.
Don't say that.
Oh, we've found another one.
There we are.
They actually did help, those drinks, didn't they? Quite hot in there. Like, felt quite dehydrated. The room, I would say, where we were doing the commentary... Probably the size of a double bed, no natural light, quite hot, and you're speaking for 3 hours and you're not allowed to leave and you end up talking rubbish, as you may have noticed if you were watching and listening last night.
It was a particularly long game as well, that one.
If you want to relive it, if you missed it last night, it's on Radio 1 Twitter now, there's a link to it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Going back to the David Guetta thing, which we got for you on Thursday, we did, I don't know whether we kind of struck a chord with some beef that might be happening with some other DJs.
I think we sort of accidentally stumbled across it. It was an innocent mistake by myself.
Yeah, so you'll hear that. Also, fascinated by how he does deals with people to get what he wants.
Yeah.
Not in a sinister way, but he's just a very clever businessman.
I couldn't believe some of the stuff he was saying about how he gets stuff done. It's at another level.
Some of the stuff he was saying, I was like, is he supposed to be telling us this?
Yeah.
And
do you know what? One of his people straight afterwards was like, well, I was surprised he said that, actually.
Yeah, the last thing he said, I was like, okay, great. But keep talking. Also, how proud he is to be from Paris and be able to perform at such an incredible event that gets seen around the world. And the last thing he told us about, you won't believe where he's been asked to DJ or there's been inquiries made. David Guetta, 1:45. We spoke to him yesterday in Paris. And that's going to be on Thursday. It's a really good chat. I can't wait for you to hear it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris, thank you for standing up to that man earlier who was in your seat on the Eurostar.
Yeah.
You were slightly behind me getting on the train, and I did think that we were sitting together. But then when I got to my seat, there was a random French man next to me, and I was like, okay, I've got to be next to a man I don't know for whatever it is, 2.5 hours. But then you came up and were like, I think you're in my seat, mate. And as you know, I hate any kind of confrontation like that. That's my worst nightmare.
Well, the worst thing was he then replied, actually, no, you're wrong.
Yeah. Oh.
And this is my seat. And then took out a ticket to prove it.
Yeah, but at that point, I pretended to be on my phone, as I always do. Like, hello? No one there. But just to kind of, that takes me out of the situation completely. But then he got it wrong, didn't he?
He was in the wrong, and he didn't apologise.
No, he didn't.
So actually, as I waved him off, I didn't feel that bad.
Yeah, so we were always supposed to be in coach 14. Yours does say 4 on it, not 14. So just please read your ticket more carefully next time. See, I'm more brave on the radio. When I'm there, I'm like, oh God, Chris, just deal with it.
You've definitely got a bit more of an edge to you since doing the commentary, it feels.
How do you mean?
You're happy to be a little more vicious.
Am I?
Yeah. I think so. Generally, you sit on the fence with everything. I think this commentary has brought out this side to you.
Okay. And also, I did, when we did finally, I nearly said sleep together. When we did nearly...
We didn't.
No, when we finally...
Why would you say...
Bit tired.
That's such a weird, when we overtired nearly, thing to say.
When because, we eventually sat together, that's where I'm at.
And slept in separate seats.
We did go to sleep, didn't we? Separately. But like, we were sat next to each other. Did I lash out?
Because
you know
asleep.
What I'm like? I'm a terrible traveller. You do not want to be in the seat in front of me or even behind me on a plane or a train because I do have random spasms where I just like... but not as far as you're aware, that didn't happen.
Well, right? I was asleep, so I wouldn't have noticed it myself. But the people in front didn't seem that angry. Normally they get angry.
That's why you hate travelling with me generally, right?
Yeah, it's awful. We didn't... just to clear that up, nothing like that happened.
No, I don't know why that came into my mind. It's so weird. Anyway, I keep having flashbacks as well to the commentary. I've just remembered we spoke to a commentating legend, Guy Mowbray, yesterday. What a dude he is. Mm. And he gave us a tip before last night's game, which we said we'd take on board, and that was remain completely impartial. You're not really allowed to have any views. Now, I've just remembered this bit of the commentary from last night, and it's a fail from you.
But it's not even got a watch to put away. Sit back down, you're off the pitch. He's off the pitch, sit back down. No, I can't stand stuff like that, Scott.
What
next
to
be winking at the camera.
What do you mean?
Well, what's he? Look, he's off. Why is he there?
Get
it's
out.
It's just the self-importance that gets me.
Get out, you crier.
I like it that I was like, you shouldn't do that. And then by the end, I'm like joining in.
Yeah, it was a bit of Ronaldo bashing, for want of a better phrase.
Yeah, and that continued, didn't it, Chris? Not keen. Yeah, so completely failing to remain impartial there, like the professionals do on The Real Show on BBC One. We had a great chat with Guy Mowbray, actually, and we're going to play it to you after 3 o'clock today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. 2 hours sleep and quite a bit of cheese withdrawal adding to my Monday. Are you missing the French food, Chris?
I'm missing the croc.
I know, you had so much croc. Over, like, the last few days.
Yeah, it's just croc at lunch, croc at dinner.
Yep. Croc
at breakfast sometimes.
Croc monsieur, which is a cheese and ham toasty.
Or croc madame.
You are very particular about those. I never knew this about you.
No, they're really, really nice. I love them.
But only if they're a certain way. What does the cheese have to be? Slightly bubbly on the top.
No, I tell you what it was. It's because we've made friends with Raymond Blanc over the course of the Euros, and he sort of joined in with our commentary and was tweeting us lots. I felt the need to sort of tweet pictures of the food I was eating to Raymond Blanc.
Every time he ate something.
But then I actually shied away from doing that because I thought it was actually a little bit sad that I'm doing that.
I mean, it's quite hard to get croc round here, isn't it? So you're just going to have to into withdrawal.
It's not the same.
No.
It's like when people say that certain fizzy drink only tastes good out of a bottle.
Got you.
Which you do on holiday. Yeah. It's just the crocs taste better in France.
It's just not the same here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sean from Rugby agrees croc monsieur, the cheese has to be bubbly on top. I never knew people were so particular about them. That was Alan Walker and Faded on BBC Radio 1. Okay, Galantis coming up, Mumford & Sons. And Mo next with final song.
Do you remember we went to one place for a croque monsieur? Sorry, just remembered it. And it was just cheese on toast, passed off as a croque.
But that's what it is.
Well, it's not, though, is it?
It's
slightly more than that.
But what is it that's different from cheese?
I don't know.
It's cheese on toast, mate, and they're charging you a fortune in some places.
Oh, it's so good, though.
I know, you love it. Serious croque withdrawal now. Right, how many crocs do you reckon you got through while we were away, in total?
In total, probably 6 or 7.
I thought it was that.
Yeah,
I thought maybe as much as 10. You're such a croc gobbler.
I am.
You will get a reputation. BBC Radio 1. Daily. Obviously, we were there to work in Paris, but can I just say, Chris, and I'm being really sincere here, I actually really enjoyed hanging out with you over the last couple of days.
You don't sound like you're being sincere.
No, but I am being sincere. I said this to you last night as well.
What's the catch?
There is no catch. I just think that maybe what we should do...
Well, let's start watching more football together.
Well, yes, I'm actually up for that.
Yeah.
But I also thought maybe we could get like a new hobby and do that together. Have I overstepped the mark of friendship?
Well, no, we should do that. But what hobby?
I think, I don't know, like, every time I go to another country, I always think to myself, oh, really? I say it every time and I never do it. I'd like to learn a new language.
Okay, so you want to do French lessons?
We could do together. Maybe French. Hang on a minute, isn't your mum a French teacher?
My mum is a French teacher, yeah.
How come you're so bobbins at French then? You don't even give it a go.
It's not genetic, is it? It doesn't get passed down to you just because you're a child of a French teacher.
Well, I thought you might have picked a bit more up.
Why?
There wasn't even even me, and I'm not good. Actually, to be fair, you did a bonjour. I very, very rarely heard a merci.
No, I agree, but why, if my mum's a French teacher, do you expect me to be, like, full French?
I just thought she may have passed it down a bit.
Yeah, she passed enough to get me through GCSE French.
But that's all gone now.
Well, no, I'm... good at French to a GCSE standard.
Well, where was that at the weekend?
But you seem to think just because my mum's a French teacher that I should be fluent French.
Well, I think it was more likely.
Do you know what I loved? Watching you trying to speak French. That was kind of weird.
Shut up. It's like when... I used to go to France quite a bit with my dad and it's kind of... You'd kind of watch it happening, like, oh, God, please don't say that. Oh, don't do it. Like, your dad try to speak French when they can't really do it is quite terrible. Mm. Anyway, I'm saying, like, maybe just an evening class once a week.
Okay.
Yeah? Well, yeah, language.
Maybe.
New language.
Maybe.
Every time I go, I'm like, why did I speak another language? I feel insignificant, you know, as a person. People in other countries, they speak loads of different languages. We don't. Mm. Let's get to it. The Scott Mills Daily. Us French love it when you try our language at least. Yeah, you see, I always just want to give it a go. Alex says you're very welcome in France if you wanted to learn our very pretty language from Biarritz. Hello.
Sometimes I try and speak French and then they would just answer straight back in English.
Yeah, that was happening to you a lot of the weekend.
Don't even bother.
But at least you had a go, you know? So many people are like, yep, my dad tries to speak Italian. It's really cringe. It's just hearing the struggle. But I like it that at least they're having a go, you know? Because it's not easy. But I can imagine it's a buongiorno. Or we could learn Russian for the World Cup in 2 years.
Oh, what? Oh, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah.
We've got to be ready for this. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. I've just given Chris a mint to freshen up with and something weird's happened. What's happened?
You know the mints that rhyme with mints.
Yes.
It's mints.
Yes.
And
the little ones.
Right. I find if I have a couple of those and breathe in, it makes me sneeze. It gives me some sort of smint nose.
Is it because of the immense menthol feeling that you get?
I don't know, but I've still got a smint nose.
Bosh some more now. Because we've been up early this morning. And I don't know about you, but my breath is not on point.
Send them over.
Okay, how many are you going to do?
Why? You're throwing individual ones at me. Just give me the box. This is nonsense, by the way.
I've never sneezed after a mint, you weirdo.
It happens. Watch. I'm not going to do it now because I've got stage fright. Schmint nose.
This is happening. Radio 1, Bangers is next. And we start a brand new week.
Well, no, it's not going to come now.
Right, well, what a pointless waste of time.
No, it is a waste of time, but honestly, I get this really bad smint nose and I can feel my nose going and I was worried we're about to do bangers and sneeze. I might as well now, just for the trouble that all this has caused.
This is Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1. Hello, Dee.
Hiya.
Do you ever get mint nose?
No, I don't. Maybe I should have some more mints.
No, but I just think that Chris is the only one.
It's not just me, surely.
Right, so you're about to go travelling, are you?
Yeah, I'm going with my friend Simone for 5 weeks.
On your own?
Yeah, just us two.
Oh, okay, cool. So just you and a mate. And where are you going?
We're going Amsterdam, Berlin, Prague, Budapest, Vienna, Frankfurt, and we are going London for the day as well, if that counts.
And where does it all start then? It starts in London?
It can start in Wellingborough. I'm going to my friend's house on Friday night, and then we go in London on the Saturday.
Wicked. So then you do that for 5 weeks, and then do you just come home and sleep?
Yeah, well, I'm sleeping for like 3 days, and then I've got Reading Festival, so I'm going to be absolutely knackered.
Yeah. Just literally sleep for 3 days. Don't leave the bed.
I'm not going to. And if my little sister wakes me up, I'm going to like cry.
Yeah. Just warn her. Oh, actually, there's so many people that get mint nose. The struggle is real, says Sam from Brighton. Every time I have a mint, I sneeze.
Yeah, you see, not just me.
You know the really menthol ones as well, the ones that the wear waves, they're big on the sneezing.
So what's making you go travelling, Dee? Is there a reason why you're travelling? Do you just want to find yourself? Is that what it is?
No, like me and my friend, we had 3 energy drinks and we didn't know what to do. We were like, let's just go to Amsterdam. And then it was so cheap to go like other places. And then now we're like, our whole families were like, had to give us so much money. We did not plan it through.
Right. Oh, energy drinks. No.
This is what happens. After 3 energy drinks, it sends you crazy.
I can't handle my caffeine. It's awful.
Well, definitely don't have a mint then. Right. Do you want to know what I've got for you today?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, here's my one. Yes, get you bouncing for Monday. Fuso DG. Antenna.
We love Fuso DG, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Tunes.
Where is he? Where's he gone?
We performed with him once in the live lounge.
Yeah, we did. Happy memories. Okay, so this is quite bouncy for a Monday, or...
You can have that, D, or you can have this. It's Alesso and Calvin Harris, Under Control.
Right, this is so weird.
I do like that song.
I was thinking about that song and putting it on today.
Were you?
Yeah, I really was.
I saw a clip of this from Tea in the Park from Alesso set and it just looked awesome. Had to pick it for bangers today.
I wouldn't know what to choose in this situation.
No, see, I need something like quite a beat because I'm going to be packing, so...
Both upbeat, though.
They're both really good tunes, like... And sometimes I normally go with you, Scott, but I'm thinking I'm more towards Chris this week.
This week. Looking ahead, I'm going to have a Chris week this week.
Yeah, just don't. Yeah. Well, you're not calling again.
That's brilliant.
No, it's all right. I'll be on tomorrow and I'll just choose you. I'll just choose yours, Scott, it'll be equal. I'll go with Chris.
Okay, have you had another energy drink?
No, I've been drinking coffee all day, though.
All right, bosh another coffee and let's have it to this.
I might be anyone, a lone fool out in the sun. Your heartbeat of solid gold.
Yeah, I got to give it to you, Chris. That is a good one to start the week.
Good bangers today, though. Good bangers.
Both good. Eloise in Cornwall says, on the way to the airport for a week in Ibiza, listen to Radio 1 all the way up. It's getting us super hyped. Well, that tune will definitely do that. Under Control, Alesso, Calvin Harris. Okay, 1-0 to you. Let's see what happens tomorrow on Bangers at 2:40. I do find it strange the things that sometimes we accidentally come across on this show, and they are an actual thing. There's me going, oh, nobody sneezes after mint. We've got hundreds of messages.
Loads and loads of messages, but it feels like all of those people, a lot of them, are saying that their mates think it's really strange that they get this as well.
Yeah, they get laughed at by their mates because it's like, who sneezes after having a mint? It can be chewing gum, it can be like the little tic-tac things, it can be... Even toothpaste for some people makes them sneeze.
Yeah, look at this. Amy and Darby.
Why?
Chris, you're not the only one. I get smint nose all the time. Good to know I'm not alone as all my mates think I'm strange.
Yeah. You need to maybe... It's one of those things that we have just accidentally discovered, but it's happening to a lot of people and they'll feel a lot better hearing this conversation on Radio 1 today. And maybe set up some kind of support group for them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what? Yesterday afternoon when we were on our way to meet Guy Mowbray for the interview that you're about to hear in Paris... It was really nice to see you so excited about going to see him.
Yeah. Well, I hear this guy on so many matches, and for me, he's the voice of football now.
He's got a brilliant voice. See, here's the thing. I kind of knew him, and I actually have met him before here at Radio 1, but it was a long time ago. He's been doing this a long time, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, years.
Years. So you've heard him on so many of your favourite matches.
Yeah, and there's been, well, yeah, and there's been some massive matches that I've seen that he's been commentating. And for me, it's just like, pundits can get a lot of stick, and they come and they go, and Guy Mowbray is almost, I would say, establishing himself as a proper footballing legend.
See, I wasn't that bothered, I'm not going to lie. Like a nice bloke and all, but I got so excited because you were so excited.
I like that. You're yeah. excited because I was excited.
I was, yeah. You'll hear that in a bit. The Scott Mills Daily. Liberté, égalité, mille, starke. When I first heard that, I was so excited that it had our names on. What a crazy few days in Paris. And last night we did the alternative commentary, unbelievably, for the final of Euro 2016 between France and Portugal. Now, beforehand, earlier in the day, we spoke to one of the top commentators in the country and one of Chris's idols, Guy Mowbray, and we started by asking him what he thought about our commentary.
Well, we're always trying to bring new things into commentary. Mm. I like the bursts of music.
You liked the music?
Yeah, I like the music.
So that should stay.
To celebrate goals. I don't like it inside stadiums, but as part of a commentary, I thought that worked beautifully.
Yeah, have you ever thought of doing that yourself?
Well, I can't sing.
No.
No, I don't often hit the right notes. So.
Do you think that's something, that the music clips, do you think that's something that they could maybe work into the BBC One coverage at any point?
If it proves popular, I think if we get enough people with my mindset and wanting it, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
They were particularly well chosen. You had them lined up beautifully.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Celine Dion, Titanic.
Yeah.
I mean, for a replay, slow motion replay, that is, I mean,
I particularly liked Chim Chimini Chim Chum Choo. That was probably my favourite.
Oh, well, he really
That's
did
inspired.
Hear it. You are a legend because you know so much about the game. And what I find so impressive is how you know everybody's name. Even from like a random team, you'll know exactly how to say their name and you'll know who they are. How do you get to that point? Because we've got 5 hours now, Guy.
Yeah,
5 hours to the final.
I've got to be honest, it's not a lot. No. It's constant. It's just watching a lot of football. A lot of football. I'm talking all day, every day.
Really?
Pretty much for 20 years.
Right.
Do you worry about pronouncing the players' names wrong?
Yes. Yeah, it's one of those where people seem to get the knickers in a twist about it quite a lot.
Yeah.
My general rule is to anglicise it as much as possible. We're speaking English to a predominantly English-speaking audience, so make it easy on yourself. If we don't have the sound, like a th or a kh, don't do it, because you're just going to sound a little bit pretentious, I think.
I mean, I'll tell you what, in the semis, we just stayed away from any tricky names.
Mm. Well, you can't just ignore the fact they're on the field.
No, but that's a real problem. So there was this one moment in the commentary where I thought I styled it out, so I said, and Griezmann's got the ball to, and then I pretended that I couldn't see who it was.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. No, that being vague is a particularly good technique
have you done
to
that?
Use. Oh, every game.
Yeah.
Every game at some point.
Doesn't sound like it.
Be deliberately vague at some point.
Do you ever just make up someone's name and say it with confidence?
No, I've never done that. No. I've done radio in the past, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
On radio, I guess. It's
so good. Yeah.
If you're not
People
seeing it, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, that's true.
It's a lot easier.
So how do you prepare? Do you just write a lot of notes?
Do you want to see?
Have you bought it?
You can have them. This is a copy of my notes for tonight's game. Right, that's one page. I hope you're getting ready. This is.
Oh my word!
You haven't written this.
I've done the lot.
Have you really?
There's the players who might not get on. There's the players who didn't quite make the squad. There's notes on the game. There's more notes on the game. There are more notes on the game.
No, but how do you sound?
And that's if it goes to penalties. There you go. So you've got a full breakdown of what happens.
Cheers, Guy.
So is this mostly all in your head now?
Most of it, yeah.
That's mad. That insane.
I mean, should we do a quick test?
Yeah, but then I forget other things.
Yeah, there's like six pages.
Like what day it is and what my name is.
I don't understand how you would learn all this. And you'll do it for a lot of matches as well.
About 80 a year, probably.
How many?
About 80 a year.
Were you commentating as a youngster?
Well, apparently, my mother tells me that I used to sit, our bedroom window overlooked a playing field. Mm. So my local village team used to play. And apparently on a Saturday afternoon, this is desperate.
No, this is cool.
Apparently
this
on a Saturday afternoon, I used to sit in my bedroom window when I had no friends. And it was too wet to go out and actually play some football. And I would apparently sort of commentate on the game.
Yeah. Oh, that is so good.
That's so sad,
it
but
is
it's
incredibly
also
desperate.
Also brilliant.
It's only the same as me pretending to be on Radio 1
in my bedroom.
Totally.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But I do remember One of my teachers at school, all footballers have this story, but mine is a genuine one from a non-footballer. I was doing German at school, and I remember getting the blackboard rubber. Do you remember the blackboard rubbers? I don't think they have them anymore. Yeah, they're really heavy wooden things. Got thrown towards me at a rate of knots, and she said, I suggest you stop talking about football and start learning something. You can't make a living talking about football.
Oh. Ah, in your face, teacher.
What is their name?
Mrs. Corney. I don't know if she's still around anymore, but
big mistake.
Have you ever had a situation where, because you get to go to some nice places, that you've had a bit of a big night out the night before, because when in Rome, literally, and then you've you felt a little bit shaky the next day and the commentary hasn't quite been up to par?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've had many of those. And usually, especially at home, it's more at home, actually. It's more in the UK when you're stuck up in the roof, hanging from the roof on an actual gantry. Mm. And there's not a lot of access other than a ladder that often gets taken up.
Yeah.
And you feel your stomach drop five minutes into the game. It's not a nice situation to be in.
What's the deal if your co-host drops one in the box? Because it's intimate atmosphere.
You know, I don't think that's ever happened.
No?
Honestly, it sounds ridiculous.
Because you can't talk about it, can you? Really?
I like the way this is going, though, because these are the sort of insightful things that I don't think about on a daily basis, and maybe I should start to think about them.
Yeah. It's just sort of...
I don't think it's happened. If it has happened, they've been very discreet. And, yeah.
Right.
What we did for the semis, and I think it worked particularly well...
Do I want to know this after that?
...is we decided to buy some golden shoes... to make more of an event of it.
You know when you just want to feel special, like a pair of lucky pants or whatever? We've got these shoes that we wore. Actually quite a bargain. Yeah.
Commentary shoes.
€15, yeah.
Yeah. And we walked through the BBC Sports section to get to the little box wearing these golden shoes, and it just felt right. The golden shoes are on. We're now ready to go.
Maybe I couldn't borrow them tonight, could I, for the Stade de France?
That would be... Well, no, because we need them for the final.
So you're saying that he can't have us to the actual final? He's not allowed to wear our shoes?
Yeah, but it causes a situation with us, doesn't it? Because it just looks weird if one of us is wearing golden shoes.
Mm. I'd be prepared for that. Yeah. Just spray those.
We'll try and get some sent to you for the final.
That'd be lovely.
Would you wear them?
I think I probably would.
Oh my God.
Oh, mind you, that's building yourself up for a fall, isn't it?
It'll be an amazing photo.
That really is.
Well, we've got some good tips there, Guy. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Enjoy the final.
And you.
Okay, can we keep the
You
the
absolutely file? Can. That's your note. They're your notes for the final.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're absolutely
Mate, that's
right.
a game changer, that I'll, is. I'll are worry you not worried more. We're going to be saying all your facts? You're going to be saying them when
you're
one.
You're basically just giving us all of your material.
As long as you don't sell them to ITV, I'm quite happy.
Okay. Are you sure you've got
How
a copy
could
of
you
that?
Get absolutely for something? Sure. Like, could I get some money for this?
No.
This is amazing. I don't understand.
He really is a bit more sad than me.
What a dude, I love that guy. It's Guy Mowbray. Hey, listen, if you want to see our alternative commentary, it's on the BBC Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lot to catch up on BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel at the moment. Get it on your telly or your laptop or your phone. If you find a spare moment when you're just bored, get iPlayer on. There's so much on there that you can have a go at, including our alternative commentary from the Euro 2016 final last night. That's on there. A lot of people are checking it out now.
Yeah, I've just been flicking through it. And do you know what? We forget so much of some of the rubbish that we said last night, but it is funny. It's worth having a little flick through.
I enjoyed all the music clips that we played, you know, for all the different players.
Yeah.
That seemed to go down really well. We had the Titanic music for, just for emotional bits. We also... Well, some of the song choices were inspired, I think.
I've got a song for him. Go on.
Oh, yes. I want to take you to a pog bar. I want to take you to a pog bar. I want to take you to a pog bar. Pog bar. Pog bar.
Now, we can't say that we're responsible for all of those because a lot of you lot texted and tweeted in with some suggestions for player songs, so thanks. That's on Radio 1 channel, BBC iPlayer right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here, just had a text in saying, did Chris actually ask Guy Mowbray what happens if someone drops one in the box? Yep, afraid so.
What's the deal if your co-host drops one in the box? Because it's very intimate atmosphere.
You know, I don't think that's ever happened.
No?
Honestly, it sounds ridiculous.
Because you can't talk about it, can you? Really?
I like the way this is going, though, because these are the sort of insightful things that I don't think about on a daily basis, and maybe I should start to think about them.
Yeah.
More to come from our trip to the Euros in Paris later in the week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, Greg James is coming up at 4 this afternoon, and I'm expecting him for Real or No Real any second, but he's just disappeared. It's going to be an awkward thing now where you can hear us in the toilet, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Take your time.
No, I want him to be quite stressed. Imagine, because it's horrible. We've all been there, and it's like, oh, God, sorry.
Well, how are we playing this one then? Are we just waiting for
it? No, I don't actually want him to be stressed. So let's play.
Let him relax. Do what he has to do.
Greg,
and he'll be in with good time.
Take your time. Whatever you're doing, I'll play You Don't Own Me, and then we'll do Real or No Real.
Oh, well, he's here.
Oh.
I'm here.
Oh, that's all right.
Sorry.
Were you on the loo?
No, I just went to go and get a banana.
Oh.
Sorry. And the lady was, you know, you can't be rude to people. Obviously, never be rude to people.
No.
But she was taking so long with the change. She's going. She went, oh, I haven't got enough coins. I went, no, don't worry. Come on. Sorry.
All right.
I'm here. Got my banana. Sorted.
Well, it's important. You need some sustenance for that show of yours.
Wait. You two are amazing.
Oh, God.
Thanks, mate.
I love that your suitcases are in the studio.
Yeah. We just literally came on the Eurostar.
Oh, lovely.
Where?
Le Shuttle.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that. How was it? All good?
It was really, really fun, thank you. What a ridiculous thing to be able to do, to say you've done.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. No complaints.
I'm going to play a couple of clips out, particularly my favourites.
Did you hear any of it, then?
Yeah, of course. When Scott said... he was going, I didn't know there's this much drama.
I've never seen anything like that before at a football. A man get carried out in a canoe.
I keep remembering bits of it. In fact, only because you're panting right now. But do you remember at one point I ran out to go to the toilet?
Yeah.
And came back, and then I was commentating heavy breathing at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do.
And during that time, there'd been a substitution, and I couldn't tell you who or what.
Well, it was great because, you know, it made up for quite a dull game.
Yeah.
So well done to
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
So Greg's here at 4. Before that, he's playing Real or No Real like he does with us.
Lemonade hitmaker Beyoncé ordered £1,000 worth of meat before her gig in Manchester.
Now, I've heard of this when the pop star takes pity on the normos who are waiting outside and goes, throw them some chicken.
Oh, yeah, that happened with Rihanna recently, didn't it? She didn't want to go and meet them, so she's like, send some pizza out to the minions, will you?
Yes.
But are you suggesting that Beyoncé's there throwing out raw meat to
people? Well, no, why was she...
Like feeding the lion.
This is a grand's worth of meat before her gig in Manchester.
Okay, a grand to her is nothing. It's nothing.
Pence.
10p to us.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But why would she do it? Like... From this, it sounds like it's raw meat. And I don't know if there's many lions wandering around Manchester City Centre near the MEN.
Mind you, it was quite a warm weekend in lots of parts of the UK. It could have been handy for the barbecue the next day or that evening. It's quite a nice, quite a thoughtful gift.
Do you know, I'd actually quite like to go to see a massive pop star and come home with meat in a bag.
Maybe she'd pop to the deli quite late. You know, they sort of reduce it late, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, those sausages, are only 12p now. You're joking, yes, I'll have five of them.
There used to be a DJ that worked here who used to know exactly when that time was in the supermarket when they started calling the reduced stuff out. And he used to actually time his supermarket visit there every day.
Do you know what? I wish... I am so terrible with bargains.
No, but I love bargains.
I can't... I never plan anything. I can't do anything. So I would love to be the person that knows... that sort of thing, but I never will be. I'm always going to be ripped off.
He was a lot richer because of it. He worked out, I think it was 6:33 or something. Like he worked out to the minute.
He might be richer, but was he happy?
The food was still fresh.
We assume she's given out the meat. It might have just been for herself. Maybe she wanted to go full Henry VIII because she is very rich. And she just wanted a banquet.
Or maybe she's on the protein diet. I don't know, but why would you eat a grand's worth of meat. Oh, no, order, not eat. A grand's worth of meat before your gig in Manchester.
Because you can.
Real or no real?
And because she's rich, I think she can. So I'm going to say real.
Beyoncé does what she likes. Real.
You think this is real?
Uh-huh.
That one is real.
Mm. Yeah.
One of the more bizarre backstage requests I've heard of, but it is true. Before her gig in Manchester, Beyoncé ordered 200 gammon steaks, 200 chicken thighs, 140 chicken supremes, 100... What's a chicken supreme?
It's got the bread on it.
Breadcrumbs
and stuff.
Isn't that your chicken Kievs? Chicken Kievs?
Sort of.
Anyway, also 100 boneless chicken fillets, and she had 12 ice cream vans backstage as well.
12?
Yeah.
Why do you need 12?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't need one.
No.
Really?
You don't really.
That's true. What was it for? Just for her crew?
I like that you're... questioning 12 ice cream vans but not 200 gammon steaks at a gig.
Can you imagine the chaos with 12 ice cream vans all playing music at the same time?
My worst nightmare. That is like a nightmare.
That's pretty.
All the sounds mixing into one another. Yeah. Terrible. That would actually send you mad. Like, insane.
Ice cream van drivers hate each other as well. It's like they, if you step on each other's turf.
Oh, yeah, turf wars, yeah.
Is there a turf war?
Yeah, kicks off.
I didn't know that.
So all in one place, that strikes me as trouble.
And next.
Sources have revealed that Taylor Swift will be cast as the next Bond girl if Tom Hiddleston is cast as the next James Bond.
So, I don't know, I haven't checked today. I've not checked the latest.
Mm.
But wasn't there a big rumour that this was all a conspiracy?
Yes.
And that she's just doing it for a video.
Yeah, making, like, showing how ridiculous the media is and how kind of intrusive it is. And it's just a big, well, it's a music video for her comeback. Because yeah. She's not made anything new for like 2 years. And she releases new stuff generally in 2 year cycles.
Okay.
Does she?
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Regular as clockwork.
You'll find that the album 1989 was released pretty much a year.
2014.
Sorry, 2 years ago.
Yeah. September 2014.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Taylor Swift is a Bond girl, though.
But there is an interview with him today saying where he's confirmed that she is his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. So that joke's off.
Well, I don't know. He could be lying.
I mean, it's rumoured that Tom Hiddleston is going to be the next James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he's not going to be James Bond. Maybe he's going to be the new Bond boy. Maybe it's going to be a bit different for
Bond
this one.
Boy.
You know? Well, it could be a sort of change in direction
what,
for
son
James
of Bond.
Could be son of Bond, or it could be a sort of lover of Bond. It could be anything, couldn't it?
Son of Bond.
I'm just saying, it could be a different situation with this James Bond.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what he's like. He's probably got sons everywhere, James Bond.
Definitely. I think
true that.
I don't want to speak out of turn.
I think he's left a trail.
I think Tom Hiddleston will make a terrible James Bond.
Do you?
I'd hate that.
Why?
That's quite controversial.
Why? I don't want him to be James Bond.
But why?
He's too wet.
Too wet?
Yeah.
Who would you like to see be Bond? That's the obvious question.
I don't want James Bond to be in the sea in a Taylor Swift t-shirt.
No. That was weird.
It's just wet.
That was weird. That was wet. Real or no real?
Idris for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Real or no real? It's a kind of shoe-in, really. If he is Bond, then she will be the next Bond girl. Is this true?
He could have put if they really want him, though, he can put that in the contract. He can insist that she's on.
Yeah, and that's the kind of wet thing that he might do, right?
And she would wangle that for herself because she's quite manipulative.
I think this is probably no real. No.
I'm going to go... No, I think she'd do this kind of thing. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. Made up. The thing is, it's ring tight. You can't get anywhere near them. It's so, like, no juicy gossip from the Hiddle Swift camp at all. Although, a source close to the pair did recently reveal that our leader is a big fan of Hiddleston's English ways and loves the fact that he's a big tea drinker.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem, right? So Daniel Craig has taken James Bond on to this new place. We don't want to go back to, like, you know, nerdy dancing James Bond.
Okay.
No thanks.
Yeah, he made it a bit cooler, right? He
made it really cool. It needs to be Tom Hardy. It needs to be Idris Elba. Thank you.
I hear you.
Good night.
And next.
The Facekini is a new kind of bikini designed exclusively for your face.
A Facekini.
So what's it supporting? Your nose?
Eye bags.
Oh, right.
After a rough night.
Oh, actually, I would really like a Facekini today.
But what does it do? Sort of move your eyes in together? Or like, what's the point of it?
It
shapes your face.
But you know how I overwear sunglasses? I think this could be the new thing for me, because you wouldn't have to wear sunglasses anymore.
Oh, so it's, what, built-in
sunglasses? It just kind of covers up your face.
Oh, okay.
A little bit, I think.
How do you see?
No, I think you... I don't know. I guess you've got eye holes.
I've just had a genius idea, guys. I'm not sure I should say it on the radio, but I think I may have just invented a new piece of clothing.
Go.
Nose socks. Right? If you think about it, you've got gloves for your hands. Might just be an overtired thought, this, but I've never seen it done before.
What do you mean a nose sock?
You've got socks for your feet.
Yeah.
But something to keep your nose, just your nose. It's an extremity, isn't it? Keep your nose warm. You could make a sock for your nose. Are you in?
I think this has been done.
Well, I'm just saying, if you've got the bikini for the face, what's stopping us making that a thing?
I'm concerned about the bikini for the face. I'm going to leave that because I don't really know how to take the nose sock. I'm not sure you're awake.
Aren't you just talking about a balaclava?
No, because that's the whole face, isn't it?
Yeah, but a balaclava is surely the same as a face kini.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, unless it's supporting your chins.
Your chins.
Do you think it's to avoid like getting sunburnt or something?
Perhaps.
I don't know. I don't know, because I just don't understand the support element of it. So I think I'm going to go no real on this one.
I'm just thinking how amazing you'd look with a nose sock.
That's what I'm thinking as well. To be honest, I just want to crack on with that business now.
Be like one of those sort of Viking helmets that does the top of the head and then just a metal bit down the nose.
I'm just wondering if this could be a new thing.
I'm just seeing this probably... Yeah, it's probably been done. Anyway, Greg, what are you saying?
I'm going to say no real for this.
That one is real.
Yep, it is. The face kini is a thing. Beachgoers in China are replacing their sun cream and hats for this striking new accessory, taking the country by storm, the face kini.
I mean, that's just, you just look like a bank robber.
It's a balaclava. It's a waterproof balaclava.
So it's made from the same material as a bikini, and it blocks 98.8% of harmful sun rays. But yeah, looks like a balaclava, but on the beach.
I'm all for being sun safe. It's very important.
It is.
People will run a mile if you're in that on the beach.
At the end of that round of Real and Unreal.
I got 10, Greg got 20.
Oh, good. Good start to the week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Monday best bits. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.